Good afternoon. In Arizona, the incidence or number of cases per 100,000 population of coccidioidomycosis, also known as valley fever, and this is shown by the red dashed line and corresponds to the left y-axis, increased from 21 in 1997 to 80 in 2014. At least part of this trend can be explained by changes in reporting requirements and testing methodology by major laboratories. Despite this, the mortality rate, shown by the dark blue line corresponding with the right y-axis, has remained unchanged at 3 to 6 deaths per million population. The Arizona Department of Health calculates the mortality rate using only the underlying cause of death on the death certificate. Given this discrepancy, we conducted a study to validate coccidioidomycosis mortality surveillance that used the underlying cause of death on death certificates by comparing it with mortality estimates by using additional sources. Capture-recapture is a public health method to estimate the total number of a disease in a population using two independent different sources and how much they overlap. For the first source, we used the current standard, death certificates. Rather than the underlying cause of death alone, we included death certificates with any cause of death that included the text coccidioidomycosis or valley fever or a COCSI ICD-10 code. For the second source, we used hospital discharge data. We included patients that died during hospitalization, a death certificate without COCSI listed as a cause of death to confirm that they died, a COCSI ICD-9 code for a discharge diagnosis, and laboratory confirmation in the state electronic disease database to confirm the diagnosis of COCSI. Between 2008 and 2013, we found 530 death certificates and 560 deaths in hospital discharge data with 251 common cases. The estimated total number of COCSI-associated deaths is 1,181. This means relying purely on death certificates will only capture an estimated 45% of the total number of deaths. The mortality rate of COCSI-associated deaths is underestimated by current methodologies. For 2008 to 2013, using capture-recapture, the mean annual incidence per 100,000 population is 3.0. Using hospital discharge data, it is 1.4, underestimating by 2.1-fold. Using any cause of death on the death certificate, it is 1.4, underestimating by 2.2-fold. Using the current method for COCSI-associated mortality surveillance, only the underlying cause of death on the death certificate is 0.4, underestimating by 7.2-fold. The hospital discharge database is administrative rather than for the primary purpose of research. However, we confirmed the patient's death and diagnosis using the death certificate and state laboratory database for confirmation. We have started a validation study using medical records. The public health database used for laboratory confirmation is incomplete prior to 2012. This possibly led to an underestimation of the number of deaths from COCSI. Our two capture-recapture sources are not independent, as deaths in the hospital are likely to be included on the death certificate. And by capture-recapture, this means that the calculated number of deaths is underestimated. Public health should consider using the addition of hospital discharge data to death certificate data as a more accurate estimate of COCSI mortality. This might lead to greater emphasis and funding for COCSI by policymakers. Medical schools, residency programs, and medical boards should include training on certification of death to increase the accuracy of disease mortality estimates, including COCSI. Thank you.